Okay. Okay, so we are on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph at the top, going through the Mishnah. Right, Misha Baba Derech Lehaya Beyadei Lovely Talk Shlich Sheyikanes Lebeis Yitol Al Shulchanai. So, somebody who is traveling, right? Meaning he's traveling and he hasn't, and he reaches his house and he's coming back from Minyan and whatever, and he reaches his house and he hasn't yet done lulav in the morning. So what should he do? And the implication, Rashi says, is basically start eating already. Set that breakfast. Go. Ah! Forgot to do lulav. Do it immediately. Right. Learn until shachar, so you didn't do it in the morning at all. Yitol ben arbaim. You can do it all the way through to the evening. Shekol ayom kosher lulav. Now note, the statement that you should do it even after sunset is based on what?
Even after sunset?
Yeah. It's a suffix day, right? So you're chayev to do lulav during the day. So beseder, right? You forgot to do it today. Don't forget to do it during the day. You forgot, right? It happens, right? So then, even after sunset, before it says chavim, you can still do lulav without a bracha. And in fact, you're chayev too, because it's a suffix day, right? No, obviously the preferred way of doing it is shacharis and shul with everybody else. This is the case that somebody basically doesn't have a lulav, and then they're sort of scrounging for a lulav from wherever they can get it. Okay. And it's got the Gemara, and the point, the commission says the reason why is because you're really mikra din the entire day, it's kosher for the mitzvah lulav. Okay. Amart noitle al shulchanai lememra demafsik. Right? You said that right there at your breakfast table, ben shulav. That implies that you have to stop eating, and you're not allowed to continue eating. Viraminu, right? Don't we have a contradiction in Hiskiluema speaking? If you'd already started eating before Tfilas Mincha, right? Before Tfilas Mincha, after Mincha Ktana, okay. Right? So an hour and a quarter, an hour Shazman is in a quarter, right? Before Shkia. Right, you're it's machalis between the Ram and the Gra, but we pass them up. The Gra usually say before Shkia, right? You start eating, right? And you're not meant to. You're meant to daven mincha first at that time, unless you have a kavua minyan you're going to. Unless you have some sort of reminder set on your phone or something. But let's say you don't have any of that. You just start eating. Do you have to stop eating? No, you don't. You can continue eating and daven afterwards. Right, we're not so worried that the time of Mincha will pass, even though it's relatively close to Shkia, we're not so worried the time of Mincha will pass that we force you to stop eating so that you can daven immediately. As opposed to Lulav, Bichal in the morning, we're making you stop eating so that you can bench Lulav. So the question is why? Amarav Safra, Leikashiha de Ika Shehuseyim, Hade Leikashehuseyim. Rav Safra says, no problem. So he says, really? The meal we're talking about is not breakfast. Dinner right before Shkia. You're meant to stop if it's literally right before Shkia and there simply isn't time for you to both eat and daven mincha or bench lulav. Then in Akhenami, you stop. The case in mincha that we were talking about is a case where there's still, okay, an hour and a quarter is not that long, but it's long enough to eat and daven. That's why we don't make you stop. Right, lulav, it's 5 minutes before Shkia. So stop. Bench lulav and then you can continue eating. Right, that's the reason why. Amarava, my kushi Rava says, what's that? I don't even understand the problem. Dilma hadaraisa hadarabonan. Right. Generally, we assume that we stop for daraisa. You stop even in the middle of a meal if you'd forgotten the daraisa. Right. So there's still time to do it. If there's still time to do it, unless you have, like I said, reminders, things like that. On, we're worried, very worried, you'll forget daraisas, and so we make you stop even in the middle of a meal to perform daraisa. Darabanans, we're more makeable. Worst case, now you don't fulfill it.
But truly, that would only apply on the first day.
So, presumably, but okay, right. Ella Amarava Ikashya Hakasha Lixi Kane Slabisa Noitle Akasha Al Shulchane Alma De Mafsik Vehadar Loinas Shachas Yikol Ben Harabayim Alma Loi Mafsik. So Rabba said no. The reason why we're forced into why we think there's a contradiction and why that wasn't a good answer, right, and we won't just say this whole mission is really talking about the first day, right, is because the Mishnah said, right? When you enter your house to eat breakfast, immediately bench lulav. Right? You're not allowed to, you stop even in the middle of the meal, bench lulav. And then it said, if you didn't bench 11 in the morning, then bench in the evening. What happens in the evening? Usually mincha time, right? Right at the end of the day. That implies that you don't have to stop whatever you're doing and do it in the middle of the day.
Fine, so it's exclusively...
So do you stop or not?
Fine.
So it says, I'm a rav safra lekasha hadeika shehus b'yom hadeika shehus b'yom. Right? The whole point... So then the answer is, oh, well, that depends, right? You don't have to stop if there's plenty of time. If there's not plenty of time, you do have to stop. Right?
How does that answer differ from the first answer we gave?
The first answer presented the contradiction as a contradiction between mincha and lulav.
Right?
Rava is explaining the contradiction is not between mincha and lulav, it's between the two halves of the Mishnah. Right, one half of the Mishnah implies you have to do it straight away when you come home in the morning. The other half of the Mishnah implies that you can wait until the evening, mincha time, right? So what's the answer? The answer is, whether you stop or not depends on how much time you have left. Right? So then it says, Amar Rabbi Zeira, my kushya dilma mitzvah laf suki vi le pasik yitol ben arbaim. Rabbi Zeira says, I don't understand. There's no contradiction whatsoever, according to Rava, right? Rava says it's a contradiction between two halves of the Mishnah. That's not a contradiction. The Mishnah is saying the mitzvah, the halacha, is you're meant to stop eating to bench lulav. You didn't stop. Okay, you can do it later. But really, you are meant to stop. Right? That's what the Mishnah is saying. Wait, we really pass in that way. This statement already there, we pass.
Oh, really?
Yes, we do. Eh? Shekol hayoyim kasher lulav, and the reason why you really can do it all day is because itachinami miikradin, the entire day is kasher for the mitzvah of lulav. Elam Rabbi Zeira lulam kedamrin and meikara. The contradiction must have been between this Mishnah and the Mishnah about davening mincha, right? The kasher lachadaraisa hadarabanan hachabiyom tevsheni darabanan askinan. And if you're wondering, but wait, why didn't we just say Hadaraisa Hadarabanan? Usually we assume Lalacha, you have to stop Daraisas, you have to stop eating Daraisas, you don't have to stop eating Darabanans. No! Right? We're talking about after the first day, when the lulav is only Darabanan, as long as you're outside of the Mikdash. Dikanami, and this seems to be precise in the language of the Mishnah. Midekasani, Mishababa Derech, Beyate Lulav, Jisakadaitach, Beyom Tov Rishon, Mishari. And then it says, this makes sense. It says, we're saying you went on a journey, right? Baba Derek means you went on a journey. Right? And you don't have a lulav with you. And he says straight away. If we're talking about Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov, is this permitted? Meaning, what does it mean it's permitted? You don't own your own lulav. You're using someone else's lulav. It's Yom Tov Rishon. Right? How can it be you're using somebody else's lulav? Now, of course, you can do an akimta and say, no, we're talking about somebody who was mezakeh lulav to you, whatever. The fact that the Gemara doesn't even ask that question is a ringing endorsement of the idea that we're clearly not talking about Yom Tov Rishon.
Mm.
Okay. Right. Parenthetically, the really lamaisa case where this shows up is on Shabbos. On Shabbos in summer, when we bring in Shabbos early. Right, or alternatively, even in winter, if you went to a fast minyan and you ended up saying Kriya Shema before Shkia, and that happens sometimes, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Now, the common minhag is for people to say, okay, we're going to, after benching, people say, don't forget Kriya Shema, and they say Kriya Shema. Or a Shechter paskins, you're really meant to stop in the middle of the meal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so at his house, this is what they do if they bring in Shabbos early. The second, I mean, truth, he has also had a thing he has, he doesn't think you can say Perkas Kriya Shema before Shkia. So if he davens early, he only davens the Amida without Berakas Kriya Shema.
Oh, sure.
And then when Seisach Chatam comes around, straight away they all stop eating, say Berakas Kriya Shema, I think say Kriya Shema, say the bracha afterwards, continue eating. That's what Rav Shechter does. I think in terms of explaining the common minhag, the answer is, once it's so common that everybody will announce immediately after mention, don't forget Kriya Shema. So then it's exactly like the case in the Gemara where you're allowed to eat if you know there's going to be somebody who's going to run around the whole town saying mincha, 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 so then you're allowed to eat. Why? Not in Mora, sorry, in the Rishon Yashmans. Why? Because you're going to have a clear reminder, so I'm not worried you'll forget. Okay. Mishnah. Mi shehaya eved o isha oi katan makronosai oin achareya mashen omrim vetavoi loi me'eiro. Anybody who is Anybody who's an Eved, what's the importance of an Eved?
An Eved Ivri, an Eved Knani.
Knani. Eved Ivri has the same achievements as everybody.
It's partly Jewish, partly not. Okay. But has the same obligations as a woman, no?
Okay, that's not the important bit here. Right? O Isha, Katan, Makronesai, meaning these are the people who usually don't know how to read themselves.
Oh, fine.
Right? And Eved, Mithama doesn't have good Hebrew. Even if he speaks good Aramaic, which he might be from that part of the world, but why would he have learned Hebrew? Right? And Isha, women weren't generally educated in Hebrew either. Remember, Halal is in Hebrew. We're back to talking about Halal. Now, this Mishnah, are back talking about Halal. Right? And, or a Katan, again, we're talking about a Katan who hasn't learned how to read properly yet. Right? Makronos, though. Read the words one by one, and they repeat after you. Oine achareen ma shehein oimrin. Right, and they'll basically repeat, or it might be Rashi says really that means that they yotzi, you're moitzi them, and they just answer Hidal Hashem Kitokil Maso, or Amen, right, whatever, they just respond, but really you're moitzi them directly. V'tavoy loy me'era. Translate this Mishnah. If an Eved, an Isha, or a Katan are reading for him, they're helping him.
Oh, fuck.
My apologies.
Are helping him?
Yeah, helping him. Right? Onachraman show him, he'll respond to them. Atavilemar era, and he'll be cursed. Why will he be cursed? Either because he doesn't know how to read Halal himself, even they know how to read Halal and he doesn't, these are normally people who know. But, or else, says Rashi, or else, why is this the person who's reading Halal for him? It makes no sense. Right? Im haya gadol makroisa yoinachar haluyo makrif nagaluch pol yichpol lifshet shvet devarich yivarich kol kemin hagamidina. Right, and if we're talking about a god, if somebody, a regular man, was the one who was saying halal for him, great, yoinachar haluyo, you answer after him haluyo. Right, any place, and that's on everything he says. Right. Right, basically, the answer after every single bit. Right? What does it mean that he would answer? It means after every parak or after every pasuk, or they repeat every pasuk, and it just happens to be the first pasuk of Paul's Tazal. It means something, right? You respond to a person, right? That's fine, right? Mokim shenagul yichpol yichpol. Any place that the minhag is to double up seven pasukim, do it. You should. The minhag is not to double up psukim. Don't. By the way, that's why I said our halal. We have the minhag to double up seven psukim, right?
Yeah.
Levarech. If the minhag is to say a berocha, and we're going to have to discuss what exactly does it mean the minhag is to say a bracha, but it's really a minhag to say bracha some mitzvahs, right? Yivarech. Then in Achanami say a bracha hakol. Keminhag ha medina. Everything should be as is the minhag in whichever place you're in.
Do women, children, and slaves have an obligation of halal?
Prime face, she would have said no. It's a mitzvah saseh shasman grandma. But on the other hand, it's tied to some yom tov. I'm trying to remember now. I did know this at some stage. I think the minhag is for them to say halal even if they're not, but are they in fact chayev? So I think Yeah, I think we pass them their pater.
Their pater.
I'm pretty sure.
So then, how would the ratio work? Because they wouldn't even be able to fulfill the obligation for the map. So why would it be cursed? It's worth nothing.
I think the pshat is that they're basically reading the words out for him, and then he's repeating them.
Okay, fine.
I would assume.
So he's just not reading them. He's basically just repeating.
He's reusing them for help.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Okay, fine. In terms of what we discussed yesterday, I checked the questions we discussed yesterday. Firstly, we passed him the gloves. We passed him a pshitas. The gloves are no good if somebody does not have hands at all. Right, like the case that I discussed, then the halacha is you take the loaf in some other way. We pass it in some other way, it's fine. It doesn't say ulkachtem biyad. It doesn't say that you're going to take it in a hand. That's why we pass it. They can say a bracha on that. With regard to the question of the nianuim, which I didn't have a chance to discuss yesterday because I was planning to discuss it after Gra, but it was already half an hour. How to do a nianuim. So the Shulchan Aruch relates a minhag to do mizrach, start facing east, then face north, then face south, then face west, then up, then down. And that is, I think, the common minhag.
East. Start east.
Start east. Some people interpret it as facing towards the base of Mikdash, makes hard about that minhag. Right?
No, I don't know. We have the minhag of going north first.
Because that's facing the base of Mikdash.
Fine.
Right, because you're in South Africa, so you're south of here also. South of the base Mikdash.
So it's
right. Fine. That is what Shulchan Aruch says. There is another minhag that is mentioned in the Arizal. The Arizal said, first you do east, then you do north, then you do south, then you do up, then you down, then you do west. And the reason why is because you're sort of progressing from starting facing east and then facing west. Fine. That is that in terms of order.
Are those only two opinions?
In terms of the order, yeah, there are lots of opinions exactly how you meant to wave. Are you meant to do? Some people say they put their arms forward and then they shake around a little bit. Some people will say they put their arms forward and shake around a little bit and then shake back, put their arms back and then shake a little bit. Shulchan Aruch says you mean to do the first, the Maharshal says you mean to do the second, like do it in both, each of those three times, right, to each direction. Again, gentle shaking, you don't want to pass a little off. Some people do like what I said in the name of the Gra. Other Achronim say don't do that because if anything that stops you from fulfilling the mitzvah because it's facing down, for the time it's facing downwards.
Interesting.
I'm trying to think what else is there. Different things. Okay. Shkoyech.
Shkoyech, Alex.